back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm a little sleepy. Well, not sleepy. I think I'm feeling it.
I think I'm starting to feel something.
No, I just feel really relaxed. You guys, I've been having neck problems the last like week and I feel like I'm dying.
I already told you what it was from.
What?
I said it was from your neck tattoo. You probably slept weird the first night you had it, and then it just probably got worse and worse and worse. You know what I'm saying?
No, it literally, when we filmed last time, I left your house and my neck was kind of aching, and then I had to buy like a special, I literally had to buy a special pillow to sleep with.
I know that. I'm saying like the first night you got your tattoo, you probably slept on it bad, and then it just got worse over time.
Who knows?
Telling you.
What did you think of getting tattooed there? It wasn't that bad.
I didn't feel anything at all.
Oh, because you have the thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you use the thing on your back?
Yeah, so basically, well, I like how, I feel like for a second we were just talking to each other and I like completely forgot.
we were recording.
But yeah, anyways, finished my tattoos, finally got my sibling tattoos, period. And I'll be honest with y'all. For my back tattoo to get finished, I needed to do what's called gray shading in it. And it's very common with tribal, and like when it basically adds depth and dimension to the tattoo, and you don't have to get it, but it does look unfinished when you don't get it. And the thought of tattooing between my shoulder blades again made me want to cry. So I was like, almost like I was like kind of getting nervous as it was getting closer to my appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to feel that again, even though I was like, I gotta finish it. And then Bodhi said like, oh, I have some numbing stuff, I'll bring it for you. Now toxic masculinity me is like, I don't need that shit, I already got it. But sane, logical, not misogynistic me is like,
evolved
who
version.
Who gives a shit, I'm putting it on, right? So when he brought it, he finished Billy's like shoulder and neck, and he was like, I'll do him first and finish his, and then like about an hour out, I'll tell you to put on the stuff because it takes about an hour to bake. And I was like, okay, cool. So then about an hour before Billy was finished, he came in and helped me, and so he put it all down my back, and it like goes on like lotion, and then you're supposed to wrap the thing tight in saran wrap.
Okay.
So, but again, it's on my entire back. I have to be topless. So he had to like wrap saran wrap around my body. Like he was bandaging me like a war victim. You know what I mean? Like it was wrapping all around my center, around my shoulders, just so it's like nice and tight.
Okay.
And then it looked just like a clear top. And then I just had to.
It was like an anything but clothes party. Like
out there. Yeah, but it's completely see through. You can see both my boobs. Like
you're just standing like that?
No,
I know. I'm just kidding.
No, I was in the room and Billy was helping wrap me.
Oh, okay.
And then I just tied an Ia around like a
tube top. I thought you were saying the Bodhi to the party. And I was like,
no. Oh my God.
Oh,
no.
So Billy came in to help you put the lotion on.
What the fuck? Like, no. So then I had to cook, kind of like when you dye your hair at home.
Yeah. Put a little heater on it.
Yeah. So then I sat down, started watching The Lost City. Hey, that movie's hilarious.
It is so funny.
That movie.
What's the part that makes me laugh the hardest?
When Brad Pitt runs up and like tackles the dude with his legs. He like wraps his legs around his neck.
Is it that part?
Yeah. And he like yanks him to the floor hard as fuck.
My dude. Eyes are watering thinking about how funny that movie is. Where did you, what platform did
it's
you
on
watch
Hulu,
it?
Bro.
Ooh, okay.
Dude, I'm literally going to watch when I finish. It's so
dude,
funny.
That was one of the, that was like the first movie premiere you got invited to, but I can't remember why you couldn't go.
No, it wasn't. Oh, yeah.
It was
we were,
the premiere.
Oh, because we were doing festival stuff. That's
oh,
why I couldn't
okay.
go. Yeah.
Yeah, so she couldn't go. And then they were like, oh, do you want to watch it at a private movie theater? And we were like, okay. We literally watched it at the one that we grew up going to watch, like, the Twilight movies
hell
at midnight.
Hell yeah. Went back to the IE. They rented out a whole theater.
Yeah, and we invited our whole family and friends, and it was so funny.
And they gave us, like, popcorn and candies and sodas. It was so awesome.
It was so funny.
It was a blast.
I had, like, way lower expectations for it, but it was so funny.
We were like, yeah, it seems cool. Dude, we were fucking cackling watching that movie.
Like, they're both so funny, Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum separately, but yeah, together they were really good.
Dude, it was so, like, when he, his whole character in that entire thing is so funny.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, he's trying his best, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? It's very himbo-coded, but, mm-hmm, like, the way he does it isn't annoying, because sometimes I think himbos are annoying.
Yeah, I think it's similar to, like, how Thor is a himbo. You don't get, like, annoyed, yeah, with him.
Or, like, Kronk.
Yeah, they're endearing.
Yeah, it's like,
what's who's a himbo that really pisses you off?
Glenn Powell. You're trying to make
if
me.
Drew has one mission in life, it's to make sure that guy never gets another job. You're
trying to make me believe that he is just oafy and ooh silly, and I don't believe you.
Are you saying
you can't make me believe?
Do you think that of every role you've seen him in? Like in Hidden Figures, I wasn't like,
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, Dace. I don't know any other movies he's been in.
He's been in, I just named one. He was in Hidden Figures. We watched him in, obviously, Anyone But You.
I don't know if this is shocking to anyone, but I am unfamiliar with the discography of Glenn Powell.
Oh, I had another one. He was in that new Top Gun movie, I'm pretty sure.
As far as I'm concerned, he spawned this year. Okay. Because I'd never heard of him. Add him to the list of, like, Logan Lerman, Paul Mescal, and who's the other one? Dylan Minnette.
Yeah.
Yeah, just add him to that list of men that are just kind of eternally rotating as the same man in my head.
But he doesn't even have the same hair color as them. So.
No, I know. I'm saying add it to the pile of white guys that I have to, like,
Google.
Go through, you know?
Okay.
But, yeah, anyways, was like, oh, I was talking about the movie. Yeah, no, his character is just so funny. Mm-hmm. Daniel Radcliffe is honestly super
funny.
He's
really funny in it, too, yeah.
But the, there's a part...
And Divine Joy...
Yes, I was... Okay, I was gonna say, yeah. Oh my god, that's literally her. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. And she's also very good in the movie. But there's, like, the part where he meets up with, like, Brad Pitt on the island or whatever. And he tells him, like, you need to stay here and, like, be a lookout. And then he's, like, trying to plead his case. And he's like, no, you need to stay here. And he goes, okay, can I at least do the part where I put her in the car? And then I go, shh, you're safe now. And then he's looking at him. He goes, sure, buddy. And then he just takes off. And then fast forward, he's like untying Sandra Bullock. Like they're back at the car. They're trying to get inside. They had to run her out on a fucking chair because she was zip tied to it. And then they're like bantering. And he's like, okay, you guys can stop like... You know, like, yeah, lovingly looking into each other's eyes. Remember, he's, like, yeah, getting jealous. But then he's like, it's okay. It's all right. And he's going like this. And he goes, shh, you're safe now. Like, he just takes it and he goes, you said I could. And then they're, like, sitting there flirting. And then he gets fucking sniped. And yeah, all his brains go all over Chang Tang. And he goes, oh, and he's, like, sitting there screaming. That part killed us. Yeah. We were fucking... I did not think that was going to fucking happen.
No, oh, him die that, yeah, fast now. Well, because I didn't even know he was in the movie. Brad Pitt was in the movie. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Oh, so funny. He's like, shh, you're safe now.
Well, just throughout it, like, he keeps pissing her off. Like,
yeah, dude. Like, when he thinks that she fell out of the car over the cliff and he's looking, he's like... And then she's like, hey. And then she's just, like, laying on her side, yeah, tied to the chair. And he's like, oh, my God. And then he goes and he picks her up. He goes, you fell out of the car. And she goes, yep, I definitely fell out of the car because he ripped off her door. So she just went and fell out a million times. Holy fuck, dude. Anyways, while I sat there baking my tattoo, watched that hilarious movie. And I didn't even get to finish it because then it was my turn. And when I took everything off and, like, just put my, like, sweater on backwards, mm-hmm, before I went out there to go finish it, I could feel everything. So I was like, this shit is a placebo. It's not fucking real.
Damn.
I was like, damn, that fucking sucks. Anyways, well, I tried my best, right? So I was like laying there. And then
were you going?
Yeah, I was just like, well.
Are you bracing yourself?
Well, you know, we tried.
Can't say we didn't try.
Yeah. And then he started. I could barely feel it, dude.
Dang.
The shit works. And honestly, when I say barely, I just mean like I was describing it to Billy. Like, you can still feel everything. but it takes the edge off. It dulls it
a little bit, yeah.
So it was like, if the very top part that hurt the most for me, if that was at like a 95% in pain, it takes it down to like a 60.
Oh, okay.
Which is like more than doable for me.
Yeah, because you're still going to feel it. It's a tattoo.
Yeah, so you still feel it, but it's just, it takes all of that edge off of it, which is so nice.
Yeah, I feel that.
And then I just breezed through my other two. But then when I was like telling, man, what else could I get tattooed with that stuff? Because I bet it feels nice. Like, it just in the sense that it doesn't, like, you know. So, you know, sometimes people are like, I really want to get this tattoo, but I'm scared because I don't want to feel the pain.
Yeah.
Invest into it. But he also said that's the only one he's ever used that's worked.
Oh, okay.
Because he's like, the other one, sometimes people bring me some, and I'm like, this shit is a scam. It doesn't fucking work at all.
Dang.
So, anywho, 10 out of 10 recommend. Don't let toxic masculinity convince you that you shouldn't use it, because it's fucking worth it. So, and you could still feel everything. It's just not as fucking
bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't, like, make your, like, feel like you're like, inside.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was getting tattooed, I watched our episode from last week and laughed like I wasn't there. So.
I was going to say that when I was getting ready, when Adam was glaring me the other day, we were listening to Brittany's newest episode, and it was so funny, of her podcast, The Broski Reports.
Yeah, she's, of course, she's unbelievably funny. You guys know that.
She did a whole dissertation on Hamburger Helper and how much she loved it as a kid. She's like, you know, I'm putting in the work, putting in the hours at high school. I have AP classes, drama class. Come home, I want a heaping pile of Hamburger Helper. And she said that she really wanted some the other day, so she DoorDashed it.
Uh-huh.
But made it with oat milk, and she was like, and it worked. And she's like, it still tasted good. She was like, I was like imagining, like, if we're like in Broski Nation and they're like, what if we tried oat milk? And they're like, it can't be done. No one said it could be done.
It's just like that little girl with the tacos.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of, that we make that literally joke all the time. Do you guys know that commercial of the little girl? What did she say?
I forget. She's like, what if we made them hard shell tacos or something? Yeah. It's just like a little girl. And then
they throw a parade.
And then it cuts to a parade being thrown in her honor because she's being honored for being a genius because no one had ever thought of that before.
We make that joke all the time.
Dude, I swear to God, nobody remembers that fucking commercial. And then there's a spinning newspaper that's like, and then on the headline it says, local girl saves town.
That was Drew's dream when she, well, not dream, it was a joke she made at the NFL when she worked there.
Yeah.
Because they said, if you guys can think of any good ideas for what, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. It was like some talk I went to, and a lady on the board of the league was saying, like, they were looking for more ideas for sideline sponsorships. And she was like, if anyone has an idea, feel free to email it to me. And then I like was thinking, because at the time, this is right before the pandemic, Peloton had just came on the scene, and I was like, what about that new exercise bike? Because NFL sidelines, they always have an exercise bike so dudes can stay warm if they have to like jump on there and just like kind of like
warm up,
ride,
yeah,
whatever the fuck. And I remember I was like, what if they put a Peloton on there, then they could say it's sponsored by Peloton. And I was just thinking that in my head. And then I told Dacey my idea, and I was like, what if I pitched that to her? And then she was like, get that girl in my office. Stat. And then I bring in, then she's like, an idea like this has never been thought of before. And then there's the spinning news.
And it's a picture of Drew shaking hands with Mr. NFL. And he's handing her the keys to the city. In the shape of a Peloton bike.
And then they told you, they honestly, put my like face in the NFL football hall of fame, you know what I'm saying?
They give you the jacket and everything.
Yeah, the gold member jacket.
They honor you at the next Super Bowl, and then you're part of the actual hall of fame.
I get to give someone the fucking the Super Bowl trophy.
The what is it? Vince, it was Vince Camuto. It's called Vince
Lombardi.
Yeah, okay, I got the first part.
Lombardi trophy.
The Vince Camuto trophy.
The Vince Vaughn trophy.
Lombardi, that's what it's called.
It's like the Vince Camuto trophy, and it's a wide calf boot.
It's a wide boot. All right, friends, we're gonna take a quick little break, and this is with our friends at Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. No prep, no mass meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. It's flexible for your schedule, so you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Sign up and save where you've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So all of you can head to factormeals.com/2idiotgirls50 and use code 2idiotgirls50 to get 50% off. That's code 2idiotgirls50 at factormeals.com/2idiotgirls50 to get 50% off. Now back to the episode.
For having Vince Vaughn give it to them.
It's a knee-high boot for big girls.
After you win the Super Bowl, you get a pair of wide calf boots.
But you as a team of like 30 have to share one pair. Like the sisterhood of the captain.
I was going to say, the captain gets to wear the boots. It's like Dorothy.
And every year the color is different. He used to play in the boots with them like over his pants.
They like can't touch the floor like a cheer spirit stick. Otherwise it's 7 years of bad luck. What the fuck were we even talking about? Holy shit, I don't even know what the fuck we were even talking about.
We were talking about how they would let you handle the Vince Camuto trophy. Oh, for that idea. No, but I was saying that when she was telling me that idea, I told her they already have bikes, so what's the point of the Peloton? When she goes, well, they could take a class and all. You want them to watch the class and not the game?
No, I don't want them to take a class on the sideline. I just wanted them to be riding the fuck ass.
I know, but
bike.
I'm saying the whole point of the Peloton is that you take the classes on the little iPad. Yada, as someone yada, who has yada. One.
According to my vision, that is a non-issue.
Do you guys get the meme of the newspaper that we keep saying? Because that's a joke we do make a lot.
And this is the
the music.
Like that.
And it's a black and white newspaper, and Drew's standing there shaking hands with the NFL.
And I'm posing like this, like with my foot back, and I have the wide calf boots on.
Local girl saves NFL so they allow her to wear the Vince Camuto trophy.
They're kinky boots. They look like the kinky boots.
Like the red shiny ones. I was thinking like the white, like
Kinky Boots the musical.
Yeah, I know what Kinky Boots is. You're dressed like Kinky Boots for some reason.
On the cover of the newspaper.
Meeting the NFL. Oh my god. Cause your idea was to put Peloton exercise bikes on the sideline.
Yeah, see, and that then whole entire bit, and I wonder why they fired me. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to say that. You're like, why does no one take me seriously?
Oh, it's literally way too good for that job. Like, it's not even funny. I was so far beyond that job.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, thank God it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Now I can be annoying for myself.
And not for the NFL.
And not for big corporations.
Not for the man.
Anyways, what the fuck were we talking about before that? Oh, I was just talking about tattoos. That's when it started.
How the fuck?
Wait, hold on.
Because I was talking about Britney and I was saying how.
Oh, yes. Listening to your pocket. Okay. I was just trying to see the path, like how we got here. Anyways. Anything else new?
Oh,
nope.
Okay. Let's move on.
Just kidding.
Me and Donnie finished the live action Avatar, The Last Airbender. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I thought nice. It was really cute.
I finished season two. Just finished season two.
Of the cartoon.
Starting season three. Yeah. And then also I saw a bunch of people really annoyed at our Sokka take. First of all, who cares? But second of all, as I watch the cartoon, I stand by what the fuck I said.
I know. I don't think it's that important to his character.
It's not. It is and it isn't.
Because I saw like, someone say, oh, no, it wasn't because he was attracted to Suki, the Kyoshi warrior. That's not why. It's because she fought him. And I go, I know. And then he wrestled her, and then he was like, wait, she's kind
of
hot though.
Yeah, they vibed, first of all, and she kissed him on the cheek and he blushed and he was like, ooh, feeling all kinds of feels for that bitch. Then he goes to the northern tribe completely, yeah. Who, hey, fuck Suki, by the way, because yeah. He's gonna get with a princess, makes out with that bitch, she turns into the moon. Then he goes back and then sees Suki again.
Wait, I haven't watched season two.
I'm just saying, that man is hopping from bitch to bitch like he don't give a fuck. So I beg to differ that the misogyny was worked out in the show, because it wasn't. He just got more puss. Like, I don't understand.
I did finish the live action. I think him not being misogynistic didn't change really.
Yeah.
Like I think it didn't change enough to where I'm like, he's not the same. You know what I mean? You're watching.
No,
it.
I agree. And also, like, I mean, you could convey that sort of like weird controlling shit that he has by him just being an older brother. Like, you could convey that element of his character very easily through that, like him being fucking annoying. You could very easily convey that without
the misogyny. Which they did in the live action.
Yeah, without the misogyny. That's why I'm like, it's as I'm watching the cartoon, you're wrong. It's not essential to his character. It just disappears. Like, he doesn't work it out. Yeah. He doesn't like
or apologize.
He doesn't get spurned by women, and then that's how he learns how to respect them. He literally gets the shit kicked out of him by his sister gets way too fucking powerful for him to talk back to her. Mm-hmm. Right? So he's like, ooh, never mind. Guess I'm not gonna be misogynistic towards her. And then it works in his favor. He still gets bitches no matter what.
Yeah.
And, like, Suki, he didn't, like, go, like, oh, you're right, I shouldn't judge women based off that. Because he was still so misogynistic after that. Mm. Like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? You meet Suki in season one. And then what's his excuse for the rest of the seasons?
No shit. That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was like. No, he did not work out the misogyny. He just, like, got preoccupied.
Yeah, I agree.
So I stand by what I said, first of all. Second of all, I did see the parts where you guys were explaining the cutting off the hair. Makes sense to me.
Oh, of Zuko's hair.
Yeah, hair. Like they were saying in the comments that when you would cut off your pony like that, it was signifying you relinquishing titles and like your life prior to like.
But he left it long because that's a sign of royalty or something, right? Is that what they said?
Well, yeah. So they like he shaved his head because he had to, because he was banished.
Yeah.
But he kept the pony so people would still know that he's of higher status.
Yeah.
Then when him and his uncle cut the ponies off, it's them relinquishing all titles and everything and just going back to square one, essentially, which makes sense. I was being silly when I was joking about him choosing that haircut, but I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Anyways, fantastic fucking show. I watched an episode that I'm literally not kidding. I was like sobbing, like watching. I've watched a few of them actually that have made me cry. But like, dude, there's one in season two that was making me cry so fucking hard for no reason. So it's a cartoon, but still a fantastic show.
Yeah.
As I'm watching it, I'm like, I can't believe how good this show is. It's crazy.
Even still, like for
it's been like more than 15 years. It's 15 years? No, 2007.
Yeah, 17. More than 15
years. Yeah, 17 years. Yeah, literally. That's fucking crazy. It's so good. Still holds up. Anyways. Anything else?
I went to the premiere of this new show from Starz called Mary and George.
Nice.
Julianne Moore's in it, and so is Nicholas Galitzine. I don't know how to say his last name. He was in Bottoms and Red, White, and Royally Blue, so he plays a lot of gay characters, and I'm into it.
Nice.
Watched the first episode. It was really good. There's a lot of intimate scenes in this show, so don't watch it if you don't want to watch that. But the costuming and everything was really cool, and it's also like really funny. I like watching period dramas that are funny like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was super cute. I liked it a lot.
Period.
And yeah, I took my mom as my date, and we had so much fun.
Nice. Also, House of Dragons coming back.
I know, I have to watch it. I'm behind.
Ooh, very excited. Love that show. Love all the... Man, I love a good, like, royal show like that. Like, where it's really good.
Yeah.
Mix in some fantasy and horror. Love it. Love it. Can't get enough. Looking forward to it.
All right, we're going to get straight into the questions that all of you sent in for us after we've gardened, LOL. You guys liked the last one. And I'm not wearing sunglasses again because it'll give me a headache and then I'll have to take them off.
Bummer.
Someone said we looked like twins, like the movie.
Twins?
Yeah.
What movie is that with that Arnold Schwarzenegger
and Danny DeVito? You know they have sunglasses on.
Oh,
I'm assuming that's why. I don't think it's because we're I am short and fat and you are tall. I don't think it's because of that.
I don't think it's because of that either. I just thought it was mean either way.
Oh. Okay, this first one's from... We're going to do a few from the Patreon. And then if you were curious, Patreoners and everyone else, we're doing an entire bonus episode with just your questions.
Yes.
We'll feature a couple in the main sode. This first one's from... I think it's Katija? She asked, you managed to steal the Declaration of Independence, and on your way home, you spill a bottle of Coke, any type, on it. Then what?
I kill myself.
I end it all right there.
Yeah, because, well, my plan's fucked, because I can't give this back now, because a historical document...
Now has aspartame all over it.
Is essentially ruined, like an essential piece of American...
History
is now destroyed just because I took the shit and I looked the way I do. Like, oh, they're for sure shooting me on sight. Like, yeah. The FBI is not gonna sit in the church and bargain with me. You know what I'm saying? They're red dot on the forehead, like scope sniping me, brains all over the wall. So if I spill Coke on that bitch before I can even look, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I get out and I have Riley run over me in the red van.
Oh, okay.
That's my plan.
Like, gas it back as fast as you can. I don't want to feel anything.
Yeah. Or I'll just fling myself from the back. That works, too.
Out of the back of the van.
Yeah, actually, I go into the tomb and I die inside the tomb.
That's what I would do.
With all the riches around me.
Yeah.
But if you spill Coke on that shit, like, you can't read it anymore.
Well, yeah. I honestly think that paper would disintegrate. You're not spilling a regular Coke, you're spilling a Diet Coke. And then what would have been funny is that Riley probably told you don't put that next to it, and you said don't tell me what to do, and you knocked it off.
Well, and I even though I was trying to read the map in the moving vehicle, I also was really thirsty, so I had to have my Diet Coke. Like, I just couldn't do one or the other. There's no way. I'm sure as fuck not suffering the prison sentence behind that. So
there wouldn't be one. They would kill you.
Yeah, that's true. They would shoot me on sight. Yeah. On fucking sight. They're like, bitch.
All right, come out with your, and then they just kill you.
The way that Nicolas Cage evaded them for so long is arguably the most unrealistic part of that movie. Because he's a big, unathletic white man. Like, there's just absolutely no way that he'd be able to evade every single facet and level of federal security. Like, there's just no way he'd be able to do that. Especially untrained. He's just a really smart history nerd. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just no fucking way. So, you know, I think that the cat and mouse part of those movies, part of it could have just been them being, like, bored. You know what I'm saying? They're like, we could have caught him. I could have drone striked him out of the Library of Congress if I wanted to.
I know, I just didn't understand.
Yeah, like, they could have gone in from the top window and crashed through the window.
Maybe they were like, let's pretend we're chasing him so then he'll hurry up and solve it and then we have all that information.
Yeah, or let's pretend to chase him because we are at the end of our fiscal quarter and we do have quite a bit of cap left. We got to be able to spend taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. Let's just waste it on this.
I find it really, really hard to believe that they wouldn't have been able to catch him a lot faster.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're not CIA operatives. Like, you're literally a fucking nerd, a nerd history dude, and then a weird techie
nerd
guy.
History dude.
A sarcastic techie guy.
That guy is crazy. He's always cracking jokes.
He's so unserious.
And then there's a lady and there's tension. Lady man tension. She's also a big history dork.
Big
a match made in history.
Couple of history virgins.
This next one's from DJ Lewis. He said, which character in the ACU do you think would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse?
I have two answers for this.
Okay, we also have a guest in here who's in the ACU. He's dying first.
The answer that Donovan would give would be himself.
Yeah.
The answer that's real is Billy.
I would say Billy or her dad.
He wouldn't want to live through that. You know he wouldn't.
You think Billy would?
Yeah. We've talked about this at length. I'm literally like group suicide pact, like going out. I'm Waco.
Let's do it.
Waco, Texas going out that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that's what I'm doing personally.
he'd rather just stay. Like, you're dead. He doesn't care.
No. Like, in a very real situation, he would try to convince me that we should fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, no. And then he'd be like, okay. Like, I bet. But, like, it, especially if Billy and Jared were together, they would absolutely, they'd be fucking Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
Yeah, and then Donnie's in there, too. I could see them keeping Donnie around.
No. Absolutely not.
Why not?
They would have lost him forever ago. He would have stayed back up with us, to be honest.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. See, I can literally feel Donovan's palpable disagreement.
What do you think, buddy? Do you think you would take it to the end?
I'd try to.
Do you think Drew's more right?
I mean, she's more right, but I would want to try.
Like, honesty. I would still give my first effort, but, like, I don't know that it would be enough.
Realistically, she is right, but also...
I don't want her to be.
Yeah. I'd like to see if I can prove her wrong. And there's no shame in my game. Like, look at me. I am not the guy. Like,
not for that, no.
No, like, who... You, fuck, I look like Bear Grylls. Like, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, like, I literally refuse to do that. Like, I refuse to, like, struggle like that. Like,
yeah, I agree.
And by that, I mean, like, through war. Yeah, I'm good.
Tyranny.
Through a zombie invade, like, an infested. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to, like, I'm good. I don't need it.
This next one's from Peyton. She asked, were y'all PBS kids? And what were your go-tos to watch? Mine were...
Absolutely. We grew up in a house with no money. We had no cable. Of course, we had PBS.
We had rabbit ears and a dream.
There you go.
She said that hers were Dragon Tales.
Yeah, that's cool.
That one was fine. It wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
And Between the Lions, which I did love Between the Lions.
I don't remember Between the Lions.
Between the Lions. You don't remember that one?
I don't remember.
It's like two little lion puppets. It honestly...
Oh, yes. You're saying lions.
Yeah.
I thought you said Between the Lines.
No.
But I get it's a double entendre. I get it.
Yeah.
PBS, I get it. Don't worry.
My favorite was Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur was
great. Zoom.
I was going to say, if any other answer besides Zoom is wrong.
My favorites were Arthur, Zoom. I loved The Magic School Bus.
Zaboomafoo.
And I also really loved Reading Rainbow. That's probably my favorite one. If I had to pick one, I'd pick Reading Rainbow.
And I fucked... Was Mr. Rogers on PBS?
Yeah, I liked that one too.
I fucked with Mr. Rogers. But like, yeah. I loved...
That was it. Those were the only ones I liked. Arthur was my favorite, though.
What's the best part of the intro for Mr. Rogers?
When he changes his sweater?
Yeah. When he hangs it up.
Yeah. But he, like, picks a different one, you know?
Yeah.
He has, like, an inside sweater and an outside sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he takes, like, his tennis shoes off. Yeah. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Totally. What was the scariest part of Mr. Rogers?
The make-believe land?
Those fucking puppets.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
When you send that little train back there.
Yeah. And then they're the scariest looking puppets.
I literally watch it.
He's like, these are my friends. Well, I hate them. Get new ones.
Kill it. Then, like, kill it or something.
I liked the mailman. That was one of my other favorite characters.
Yeah, the mailman was awesome. When Mr. Rogers would, like, go into, like send that little fuck-ass train back there and shit.
Yeah.
And then he'd go into the imaginary world. I'd be like, how does he do that?
That's how I felt with Blue's Clues. And they would skidoo into photos. I'm all, how is he doing that? Every time.
Sometimes when I would watch and I would, like, say the answers out loud,
mm-hmm.
I would literally be like, they fucking heard me. I know they did that time. Like, I know they don't always hear me.
But that one, I felt like they did. Yeah.
That time it felt like.
And it's like a VHS tape. Like, it's it's the same answer every time.
It's on for the seventh time that day.
One of my favorite episodes of that show, of Blue's Clues. Do you have a favorite episode of Blue's Clues?
I think so. You go first.
One of my favorite ones is when they make a store and Blue is the cashier. And he wants to, but Blue wants to make lemonade. That's what, like, she's hinting at throughout the episode.
That's the one.
I wanted to go to that fucking store so bad.
That's
Please!
The only right answer.
The store.
The store. And the way they'd make the grocery list, and it's like milk. Yeah. Eggs.
Oh, dude, when he would draw, I was like, I was screaming. I loved it.
I was like, how does he do that?
And then remember, he had to go to the store to buy what? A new crayon because he broke it.
It's the best.
And I was mad because I was like, no, buy the roller skates.
Yeah, and he's like, roller skates? or a clock. Like, it was like something random, some random shit.
I liked that one. I'm trying to think of another. When they had Paprika, that was another one I liked.
I knew you were going to say Paprika. You loved Paprika.
Okay.
You did. You loved that
edition. I just had a lot of respect for
Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pep being on that family grind. They were the original family YouTube channel.
The original Ace Family. Was Emma Singer? It was Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper, right?
Yeah. No, wait, no. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was Mrs. Pepper, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had little accents. They were like French or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I loved them.
I was literally picturing the Ace Family, like, their YouTube family theme song over, like, a montage of, like, Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper and Paprika. Paprika has an Instagram and she's like, happy birthday to the best mommy in the world. Yeah. Like, as if she's writing it.
I love wearing pink.
Those are the grossest accounts ever. Delete them all. Delete them all.
I hate them.
What's the... Wait, play the Ace Family YouTube theme song.
Why?
Just play it.
Okay. I might have to mute it though, dude.
No. You'll be fine. Just play a few seconds of it.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah. Wait, it's like the... You don't have to mute it. This shit's not copyrighted. UMG doesn't fucking own this. This one. It's like this.
Guess how long this song is.
Like 3 minutes.
It's 4 minutes.
That's crazy. It says, life has told me. That's the only lyric I remember, or something like that. This is the opening line. Just imagine, like, Mrs. Salt and Mr. Pepper and Paprika, and they're holding her.
I thought they had another baby, too.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
What if Paprika...
Sorry.
What if Paprika... No. Not Paprika. What if Miss Salt had, like, a Fashion Nova dress on? She's a Nova babe.
Mr. Salt's doing Gymshark. Yes.
They do a Feastables collab. They're drinking Prime energy.
I was just gonna say Prime, we're like fucking Alani's.
They're like, all these can be are linked in my LTK. Go ahead and go to my LTK.
It was just Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper.
They do a Dobrik pizza collab.
Oh my god, they had 3 kids. Okay.
Yeah.
So they had four. They had Paprika, Cinnamon, Sage, and Ginger. Sage and Ginger look like twins.
Oh, are they? That's so cute.
Yeah, they're super cute.
I know. Oh, well,
like,
I guess
Cinnamon, his little hat, the cap on his head is like a sideways hat. That's so cute.
Was Cinnamon a boy?
I think so. That's how they decided to show you boy wears sideways hat. Cinnamon. I used to know someone
who... Well, I don't want to assume, but I thought that the lore was that they had all girls, but I can't remember.
But I knew someone who when their mom had a baby, like when they were older,
uh-huh,
that their younger brother had said, please name him Cinnamon, because that was his favorite character in Blue's Clues. And my mom was like, no,
that's so funny.
I'm just imagining that song with them.
Yeah.
So if you make that an edit, you have to tag us and give us credit.
You have to.
But it has to be in the style of the Ace Family, not the LeBrand family. The Ace
No, it's got to be like those panning, like they're around them and they're like holding their kids.
Is it panning? And then it's like a drone shot of their fucking $800 million dollar home.
Yeah. And then you see Cinnamon's fuck ass on a Sea-Doo and he's riding it in the pool and just destroying the environment.
Yeah.
And bothering all of the neighbors.
Yes.
That also needs to be included.
And then, but Paprika's really, she's really cool. Like, she's pretty mild mannered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the clips of her, she's reading.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because she's a nerd. Okay, that's the end of our Patreoner questions. Thank you, Patreoners.
Woo!
We're gonna move on to the rest of yous. Okay, so this first one is from Lindsay, and she wants to know, what are each other's strengths and weaknesses while playing Overcooked?
Okay. I mean, honestly, you and I are such a well-oiled machine.
I know one of your weaknesses. You don't like to wash the dishes when they're on your side.
That's not true. I have so many other jobs. I have so many other fucking jobs.
I know. I'm in the kitchen too.
Dayson's just like, I guess I'll wash the dishes.
Because like the first like 18 times we played, she would not wash the dishes.
It's almost as if I was just doing a whole lot of other things. And
but the dishes you were have doing, to be done.
And you were doing a whole lot of watching so you could easily go wash the dishes.
Dishes had to be done.
And you did them. Good job.
But no, I feel like we work really well together as a duo. When we play with Donovan, that's where I start feeling a little murderous.
I feel a little carmy. I start going,
ugh. Cousin had you're smoking cigarettes all of a sudden.
That's I'm like,
is that you resisting the urge to turn into cousin?
Yeah, that's the werewolf in me trying to break free. And okay. It's me being an absolute tortured asshole.
Yeah,
brilliant chef. You know what I mean?
We all know one. And it's you. Because Donovan, his number one priority every game is to what?
Deliver the food.
No matter the cost.
Necessary.
It doesn't matter if he has to push you off the side of the little water bridge we're in the swamp.
Which he did. To me multiple times.
He has to deliver the food.
I sit and literally like halfway through our like fifth game together, I was like,
pause.
Dude,
I pause
said,
it.
Dude, you don't have to deliver the food. You just don't. I need you to be a part of the fucking team. You can't just rip food from my hands all the time.
He was doing that.
He was literally going from one end of the map to the other to take the food from me.
To rip the pizza out of my hands to deliver it. And then he gets stuck behind a wall and then I'm over there making all the pizzas.
And then we have to start over and make the dish all over again because his dumbass fell into the pool carrying it. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, honestly, I don't even, you know what Dayson's weakness is? It's that when shit starts getting silly, she starts laughing and she can't focus. That's her weakness.
Once things start getting a little ridiculous, I can't help it.
And no one ordered that.
Drew said that like when we were playing the first couple of times, I was like, how do you know? And she said, oh, because all the little meal tickets just flare red.
Yeah, they all flash red and they're like, meh. That's what it does. And it's like,
no one ordered that.
Oh man, nothing makes me more angry.
Okay, this section's for Christina. They want to know, what is one animal you could take in a fight and what's one you know you couldn't fight?
One animal I could take in a fight.
I think I could take on, like, a bird or something.
Are we talking, like, do we have weapons or anything?
No,
or
I think we're just working with what God blessed us with.
God, I don't know. One that I know confidently? A fucking, like, hamster or gerbil. I'm just kicking that shit across the room.
I'm just stomping bitches out.
I can't even say a dog or a cat because, like, those bitches can be evil
they
and
hurt.
Scary.
Yeah. That's why I said a bird. You don't think a bird? No, it could take
what
my
if it's
eyeballs.
What if it's a goose? What if it's a vulture?
Well, I wouldn't say, like, a bald eagle. A bald eagle would kill me.
You know how big vultures are, too?
I know.
Scary.
See, what would happen is if I had to fight it, I would see it and get scared and be like, never mind, you win. And then that's it.
Yeah, I simply wouldn't. I do hate birds, though. Like, fuck birds. But, yeah, I would say, like, a hamster or a gerbil.
And then one I know I couldn't, all of the rest of them.
Yeah.
I don't know, every other animal
every
that exists.
Every other animal on this face of the fucking planet.
Like, can you imagine, like, fighting a dolphin? I'd be too scared.
No, I literally was, like, thinking, like, even, like, I can't even say a gecko or, like, a lizard or a fish.
Because
I, like, if it touches me, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah. So, like.
So then he'll win.
Yeah. He wins no matter what. It'd have to be a poor, defenseless little, like, gerbil or something. Not even a mouse, because they scare me too.
Yeah.
So.
I feel that.
But yeah. What else was I saying?
But, like, when I know I can take, like, obviously, like, a bear or, like, a whale. No. A gorilla.
Fuck no.
No, all apes and primates. No way, dude. They're killing me immediately.
Anyone who thinks that they could be an ape or a primate in any sort of scenario is insane. Like, bullets barely stop them.
Yeah.
Like, barely stop. Like, you have to shoot them, like, 25 times to take them down. Yeah. And even then, they probably still have the energy to fuck you up if you're close enough. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they don't have that, like, I'm tired, I don't want to fight anymore. They don't have that. They're like, no.
No, they really don't. And they'll, like, they could rip an arm clean off. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, what a horrible way to die. like literally getting, like, fucking, like, Donkey Kong, like, on your chest.
Yeah. Dead. No, it's going way through my chest, through my back, onto the ground.
Yeah, like, he's punching all the way to Earth's core at that point, because he punched clean through my fucking, like, chest.
Fully concave.
A fucking hole in the middle of my chest, dude. Oh my God, there's no way.
That sounds so scary.
That sounds, what an awful way to die. Yeah. Like, when people are saying, like, they get ripped apart by monkeys and shit, I'm like, well, like that scary ass video of those zookeepers in the zoo. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And one of them was stuck in there.
There's two of them in there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But there was one that they were filming forever, and then the other girl got out a lot faster because she.
Yeah.
But the way she just, like, had to freeze and just fucking stand there, mm-hmm. and he was deciding. You could see him weighing his options.
I was gonna say, did you watch the TikTok of those people that were going on, like, a hike or some sort of, like, safari expedition, like, where, or, like, in the hills where, like, gorillas live? And they had, like, a tour guide at the front, and then it's, like, three white people and then a tour guide in the back. And I think that's the one filming it. So he's pushing them. They're, like, walking between these bushes, and he's pushing them towards the bush because there's gorillas walking next to them. And then one of the gorillas, like, he, like, walks forward two steps and two-hand shoves the white lady all the way and then just takes off running. And they were, like, the way he two-hand shoved her in the back is crazy. And then, you know what makes me laugh is when stuff happens like that, like, you know, you just yell so ugly.
Yeah.
Like, the way she like yelped. It was so funny.
And you know what's even crazier is he chose to do that.
Like, he could have just left her, or he could have killed her, but instead he's like, instead I'll just humiliate you. I'm gonna shove you.
You're recording, right? And then he turned and shoved her.
Are you live?
Yeah. This is gonna be
hilarious. Haven't seen that video?
No, I haven't.
What's the one we always talk to Billy about? Oh, the kangaroos fighting, like, humans. And he's like, get away from me.
No, he, like, punches him, and then the kangaroo goes like that. And the one where they're fighting in the fucking water, dude, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, because the kangaroo's harassing his dog.
Yeah. And then he like, goes like,
yeah.
That's, no.
He does that move that Henry Cavill does in that Mission Impossible
movie. When he, like, goes like
that. Where he, like, charges his punch.
Did you ever see that thing where he said that's humiliating to him, that they kept that in there?
Yeah, because he didn't do it, like, for the role. Like,
he was, like, loosening up.
Yeah.
And then they said they thought it was so badass, but then he said he hates that they kept it in there because he finds it humiliating, which I think is so funny. Why? And then because he said I think he just doesn't like how it looks.
I watched that scene 100 times. I like that scene.
I know, but when he does that, he said he was so humiliated, and then recently people started memeing the fuck out of it, and then he was like, see, I fucking told you how
humiliating. Well, because you said it's humiliating. You're the one that brought attention to it.
No, I think, honestly, he didn't say that until it became a meme again.
Okay.
And then he was like, you know, I actually hate that they kept that in there, and I asked them to take it out, and they said they wouldn't.
Okay.
And then he was like, because I knew it was embarrassing.
Yeah, I remember they said when he did that intake, they were like, okay, let's do it again. And they were like, and then he did it. They're like, no, do the thing again.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
Charge up. This is my version of that.
It felt like Henry Cavill was in the room for a second. Okay, this next one's from Maya. She asked, gun to your head. What? If you can make any minor pet peeve of yours punishable by death, I'm open to more progressive and fierce punishments, but that's what I'm thinking. Which pet peeve would it be? Everyone has to be nice to me. You can't be mean to me.
I don't minor. I mean, like, I always say the sneezing thing, but I don't think I would want people to die because of that.
No.
It's not that serious.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be minor, though. It can't be, like, a major transgression, right?
Yeah, you're like, I hate when people are rude. You're like, well, yeah.
No, it's like like racist people, and you're like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That can't be a pet peeve of mine when people are racist.
Racism. Hate it.
So annoying. No, it can't be, like, something major. It's gotta be something silly. I need to think.
I don't like, my brother does this, it annoys me a lot, where he... I can name 100 things he does that annoys me. I was just saying, when he hugs too much.
No, because that's not something I would want, like, punishable by death. No,
I
know.
I was thinking he does this thing where he moves really slow, and it irritates me a lot. But I don't know if that's a pet peeve of, like, if everyone does it, or maybe it's just because Donnie does it and it annoys me, you know?
Yeah, that's how I'm trying to think of something that's, like, standard.
I don't like when people chew with their mouth open and then talk. I think that's gross.
Yeah.
And it does give me the ick pretty bad. Because a lot of you think you don't chew with your mouth open, but you do, and I've seen it. And we should talk about it more as a society. Something that used to happen a lot when I lived in New York is that people would be on FaceTime, like, out loud, like, in public.
I hate that. That's actually
on speakerphone.
No, that's actually a good
like
one.
That really irritates me. I'll do that at home or if I'm in my car, but like if I'm at Target, I'm not talking on speakerphone in Target.
Or like in an enclosed space, like a train, a car, and someone's just like kind of, and then on top of that they're like, shh. And I'm like, you're in fucking public. Yeah. I shouldn't have to be quiet because you're choosing to talk out loud on the phone. Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
That should be punishable by, maybe people, not death. Maybe you don't get to have a phone.
Yeah. People who are rude to anyone in the service industry. Yeah. I really do hate seeing that.
I do too.
Like watching that happen makes me very angry. And I'm never like that. You know what I mean? So that's a good one too.
I agree. Okay, this is the last one we're going to end on. This one's also about fighting animals.
Okay.
This one's from Zadie. She said, how many coyotes do you think you could take in a fight? My brother says he can take at least 6.
There's, respectfully, I don't even need to see what your brother's built like. He's getting torn to fucking shreds by 6 coyotes.
I think maybe I could take one, but I wouldn't be able to kill it. I could just like get it far enough away from me where I could run and get help.
But even then, I'm not faster than a coyote.
I guess not.
Listen to me carefully. I hear those bitches behind my house.
There's one that sits at the top of this big hill. Uh-huh. And like you can, the way Donovan told me to see it, he goes, it's literally at the top of the hill and you just see its silhouette. And it going, oh, like its head. It was really funny.
No, they like chatter. they make this noise. And Billy was explaining to, again, fucking Steve Irwin. Mm-hmm. But he was like, they do these calls to each other for certain things. So, like, sometimes it's just to find each other. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's, like, to call them over because they found something to eat. And so it really goes, they're doing their war cries because sometimes you can hear them. And when they're chattering like a fucking monkey, bitch.
You can hear multiple of them?
Yeah, there's, like, 5 or 6.
That's so scary.
Tell your brother to come to my backyard and I'll
tell him to fend those ones off. We're tired of them.
I'll put him to the real test. Because there's at least 5. Their army is growing, right? But they're like, ah!
That's what it sounds like.
And then sometimes it sounds like, ah! That's what it sounds like. Like screaming. Like a screaming woman. And sometimes we pause the TV and I hear him and Billy goes, they're close. And I was like, okay, stop.
They found some more food.
Yeah, he's like, they're literally calling to each other because they probably found something. And I was like
one of them killed an animal. And yeah, then
they're like, ah, k- 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 k. And then you hear other ones going, k- 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 k-
yeah,
k- k-
it's like sonar. Yeah,
girl. And it sounds like they're having fun back there.
It does sound like, it sounds like us when we're together, to be honest.
If I could take one, it would be a baby one.
Yeah.
And then I'm just punting it
and running away. That's what I'm saying.
But chances are, if I'm deep enough in the wilderness,
there's not just one.
There's sure as fuck. And they're going to be pissed that I punted their baby. So they're going to fucking find me. And they have that nose and shit. Your brother's insane.
Yeah. To think he could take on 6 is just proof enough that you could even take one.
There's your brother respectfully couldn't take 6 regular dogs, let alone 6 wild ones, 6 feral dogs. Dude, and they honestly, they look and sound like they're having a good time. And that is threatening to me personally.
Yeah, they'll get mad at you because you're interrupting their fun.
Yeah, like they're like it's like they're killing for sport, not necessarily for survival. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I feel that.
But also, I just think fighting animal discussions are always funny with men because they're like convinced.
Yeah,
and honestly, maybe the ultimate test of whether or not. Maybe try this test out if they have toxic masculinity.
Okay.
Ask a man if he thinks he could beat an ape in a fight.
There's no way physically, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know. Just ask him, though. Just say, like, do you think you could physically, like, man-to-man, one-on-one, like physically beat.
Like a gorilla, right? Or are you talking about like a chimp? Because they're all different.
No, I know. I feel like
you would die at the hands of all of them.
All of them. But I'm going to say chimp because I think they would be smart enough to say like no way to a gorilla. Because gorillas are fucking massive too. Yeah. But chimps are unassuming in their stature.
Yes.
Like they're big, but they're not like a gorilla. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even an orangutan, bitch. Like, I think they think because they got big titties and shit, like maybe they could take them.
Yeah.
But I would say a chimp.
Orangutans are huge.
They're heavy. And
yeah, they have those big flaps on their cheeks. There's no way.
Dude, and they are too advanced. If you want to, you know a world I live in fear of, Planet of the Apes. Because that feels real to me.
Have you ever watched Black Widow?
Like
the movie?
Yeah, like the MCU movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know how they fight the Taskmaster and he's like one of the hardest people to fight?
And he's learning.
Because he's learning. That's what a monkey would do to me. It would out Taskmaster me.
Gorillas fight like the Taskmaster.
they'd start miming me and then use my own strength against
they
me. They
adapt and evolve. They learn your moves and they mirror you.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, that's what I was going to do next. And then when I'm thinking that, they're already punching me.
They are. That's so fucking real. They for sure are Taskmasters.
And I know they stink. So it's like, then I'm going to have that. It's going to be like sensory overload. I can't even focus on the fight. I'm just smelling your ass.
See, like Tarzan was, the irony of Tarzan is that they treated that man like he was an animal and that he wasn't smart. When really he was two steps ahead of everyone because instead of trying to conquer the monkeys, he befriended them.
He became one of the monkeys.
Yeah. And he said, you know what? I'm outnumbered and I'm outmanned. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do, make peace. And then he became one of them, infiltrated their ranks. If anything, he's the smartest man alive. If he was able to not only survive, but like thrive amongst the monkeys.
Well, and then learn their language and then also learn English, which don't know how he does that. But
like learn their language, adapt to their custom.
Yeah, their traditions.
Their culture, their ranking system.
See, if fucking Margaret Mead did that, I wouldn't hate her so much.
Yeah. If she put on a little loincloth.
Yeah.
And started to learn the ways. Who knows? But also, I just think, they took him for a fool. And really, he's the smartest one of them all.
He was 10 steps ahead. He was
so far ahead of everyone. But ask a man if he thinks
he could be a
chimp.
How many coyotes do you think that Tarzan could take? I think he could take more than six, don't you think?
I think he would grab one by the neck and just fucking swing it around and knock all of the other ones down like bowling pins. It would be so like, doink to him, you know what I mean?
The way he outsmarts, is it a jaguar?
That fucking crazy cheetah or whatever the fuck.
Who's like kind of hot when you're watching it and you're like,
why is this cheetah so sensual?
Why is he looking at me like that?
Why is the cheetah so like,
why is the cheetah smizing at me?
What's mewing or whatever the fuck? It was a Sophie mewing.
Whenever I think of mewing now, I think of when, because you know, Timothy Chalamet just did Dune and all that stuff, and they were saying, why did he stop? And all he did was gain a little bit of weight because he's getting older.
And like, what's a little bit of weight?
But I'm just, they were saying like, he stopped mewing. That's why his chin isn't as like chiseled.
Well, it could have. Maybe it was. Maybe it was. Who knows? Dude. But also, like, the way that they made that
the cheetah mewing. Why was the Tarzan cheetah mewing?
You're so fucking stupid. The way that he would move his shoulders, too, like, why are they trying to make it so sensual? Like,
the cheetah, right?
Yeah, but the way he would be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, knock it off.
I know. Enough.
Don't. He really was like trying to seduce me.
I truly felt like he was trying to seduce me. Me to the cheetah and Tarzan. Okay, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yeesh.
We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, you can listen to other episodes. Or you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. Join our Patreon. We have extra fun, super exciting content coming out. But yes, that's going to do it for this week. Love you. Bye.
Bye.